Good morning, my children. Welcome to the path to enlightenment. I am the Maharishi Yogi. Today, we are not on a path, we are on a highway. It is actually Highway 17, the Trans-Canada Highway. You know, my children, somewhere near the front street of Toronto, the Highway 17 begins and there's a sign, a little plaque that says, "Welcome to the longest highway in Canada," stretches right across the country. From that point, Toronto, all the way across the country toward beautiful Vancouver, is Highway 17, and I, right now, am on that highway. It's quite incredible when you think about it. I'm about 1,400 kilometers away. My children, today I drive, and I'm driving in fog. I'm beautiful. Vehicle I have, leather seats, turbo, brand new alloy rims, is taking me through the fog. And I wanted to tell you that, tell you is some sort of old English term that is not really suitable for this podcast, or this recording, sorry, I'm confused. Fog in your life comes every now and then. You cannot see clearly when you have fog. Just as right now, as I'm driving, I cannot see as far ahead of me as I normally would. And fog will happen randomly in your life. It will happen maybe not so randomly. Maybe after a trip, when you come back and you realize, what in the world am I working the job I am working for if I want to live for only these trips? You may get a fog at that time of fear, concern, and depression. But there may also be the random fog that comes up. For example, when you hear the horrible news of a friend of yours passing, which I did. And it makes you reevaluate things. But the fog in your life doesn't always stay forever. In fact, it never does. And the key message here is to believe that you will get through whatever fog you have in your life. It is kind of a ramble today, but I am trying to come up with something intelligent for you. Because sometimes I have fog too. Oh, yes. But driving today, I realized that I had been away too long and I must leave you with something. I wish for you that your fog comes through your life quickly and passes just as quickly. And remember, never, ever put your high beams on when you're driving in the fog, because you cannot see anything. It'll block your view. It'll be like you're driving constantly against a wall of fog. If you can, get low beams installed, lights that point down toward the ground, because you want to get under the fog, you know. And it is more expensive, or when you're buying your car, see if you can get them to put that in. It's more expensive, but I tell you, it's worth it, you know. And go for leather. Don't believe what they say. Even if you are in Northern Ontario, most leather seats come with the heating option, like mine do. And I got a beautiful Bluetooth-enabled stereo with the DVD player. The very strange thing is that the DVD won't play when I'm driving. I have to pull over. Anyway, that is it, my children. I wish you well.